The following program may contain adult language, mature subject matter, and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is strongly advised. And welcome to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your very best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Barrington Show. I hope you're having a fantastic day. I hope all is well with you, and I hope you're staying safe. You are connected to RealityRadio101.com. You are listening to Barrington on The Barrington Show, where we speak about spirituality, we speak about philosophy, aligning yourself to a higher purpose, raising your level of consciousness, and learning about the true you, learning who you are. Thanks for joining us. We are here, and thanks to the new listeners. Thanks for coming. Thanks for all the old-time listeners. Thanks for your support. And to everyone around the world, thank you. Welcome home. We talk every week a bit about the COVID-19, the corona. And as part, we will mention what is necessary for us to do. We won't go into it much today, because I'm sure you've heard a lot about it everywhere you turn. But just remember, do your part. Stay safe. Follow guidelines that's laid out for you. And again, if you by now, I'm sure you know, wash your hands, stay clean, and of course, always, always practice your social distance. This is it. But like I like to say, it is what it is. This too shall pass, and we will get through this together as the one family. Thank you again for joining. Today, I want to talk about universal truth, regardless of time and space. There is a truth that is considered universal truth, and it's also the truth to yourself. And, you know, I've always said, and you've heard me say this many times, to thine own self be true. So we all have our own method of truth, and we all have what we interpret truth to be. But above all that, there is what we consider the universal truth. Everybody, like I say, have their own version of it. Today, we're not going to talk about your version. We're going to talk about the universal version and the truth according to the nature, to the laws of nature. This is the truth we're talking about, and this is what I consider the universal truth. And if it doesn't work with nature or the laws of nature, nature will intervene, and nature will correct it. because there's only one way to go. There is only one way. Like I've said, if you can imagine grabbing the tip of that tree and bending it down, when you let it go, it will go back to what it's used to, which is the laws of nature. This is what our topic is about today. It's a universal truth. Do we have any emails?
We do not have any emails as of yet, but I would like to give the contact information for our listeners today. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. If you'd like to call in, you can use our local Toronto number if you're in the Toronto GTA area. And that number is 905-725-1907. Toll free anywhere in North America, 1-866-905-7325, or if you're calling worldwide across the pond, our number is 1-866-656-5477. If and when you call or write, please let us know where you are writing or calling from. Back to you, Barrington.
Thank you for that, Gary. Thank you very much. So we talk about the laws that exist and what we've been raised to believe. You know, we talk about war, and lately we haven't heard much about it because we're focused on something else. But the war wouldn't be according to the laws of nature. The war would be according to man and struggle for power, or based on religion. And, you know, we talk about other topics such as slavery. It wasn't a part of nature. It was an intervention, and it's being corrected. It's being corrected. Like, you know, it's going to swing every once in a while, but inevitably we're going to get back to the way it was intended to be. And this is what our topic is about. The topic is about today. I just mentioned about if you hold that tree down and force it to do something that it's not natural to itself, once you've released it or released the force, it will go back to what it's supposed to be, where it is supposed to be. And all the wars that we've heard about. Sorry. I'm sorry, Gary. I thought you were saying something.
No.
All the wars that we've seen over the years that were being fought in the name of religion, you know, it's time for that to come to an end. All the stronghold as we know it in our planet, on our planet, is being released. We're in a new time. We're experiencing a new era. We're in a new age, and we're making that mind shift to do what is correct, what's necessary. Every new generation that we encounter, it questions the laws that we've lived by, laws that were laid out to us by religion or other rules. Every generation, they question it. In my generation, we were raised with such strict regimen of laws by religion. Now, the generation beneath us, after us, isn't as not as forced into believing how others see the world to be. Everything is being corrected. The generation that started 1960, they're called the Indigo Children, and their purpose, or the reason they're here, is to show us a new way to live. A new way to view life, to live with peace as they are the peacekeepers. A new way for us to coexist and to put aside our petty differences and to come in a unified way as we should be, as the one family, to live as one, only one. We're just one race, a race of people. That is the purpose of that generation, the new Indigo Children. I don't quite remember. I was speaking with a friend this morning. They were trying to figure out how long that went on. It started in the early 60s, maybe 1960, and it went on for quite a few years. These people would have been around my age, and we're learning a new way to live, a new way to get along, a new way to coexist. We're living today. Today, as we speak, in a very unique time, a never before happen on this planet. It is quite unique. So please stay with us, pay attention, and understand how important you are to be able to live this time and to experience the changes that will occur, that is occurring, the changes that's coming towards us. Today, you have an opportunity to be a part of history on this planet that this planet has never seen before. We've had other pandemics. We've had other situations. We've had a lot of other things going on. But this is the very first time that the entire world has the one common denominator, the will to survive and succeed in success and to stay alive. Everywhere you go, anywhere you turn your TV or radio, whatever means of communication you have with the media, everybody is facing that one common denominator. We're all in this together. And they all end their program by saying, we shall get through this together. The important word, together, because we are all in this together. So we are changing what we used to know as normal. And now we're coming together for the new norm, for the new way of life, for the way we see each other. This is our new world. Okay. Do we have anything?
Yes, we have three emails. The first one is from Sylvia. She does not say where she's from. Thank you for writing in, Sylvia. She says, hello, Barrington. This is the fourth time I've listened to your show. I really love your advice and insight on life. Thanks for doing the show. Trying to stay well here, cooped up for several weeks, but you are a bit of a relief to us. And that's from Sylvia. So thank you very much. Tom G. writes in, he says, he does not say where he is from, but Tom says, the truth. What is the truth? Is this the truth with the virus? Is this something that governments have put out to make people come closer together? Or is it something to do with a one world government? I'd like to know the truth from the government. I do believe, even though this is serious business, they are lying to us. And that is from Tom G. And lastly, Kim writes in from New York City, and she says, hello, Barrington. I am a fan of yours. I've listened to you now for the last couple of weeks. New York City is still in a terrible mess right now with the virus. Thinking of truth, yes, we should all start thinking about the truth because we don't know where this virus will lead us. And that's from Kim from New York City.
All righty. Wow, this is a lot of information.
So you have quite a bit to answer there.
Yes, I do. So here, let's get going with it. Sylvia, thank you very much for your email. I appreciate that. And thanks for your support and listening to the Barrington Show. My idea is, and always been, that we can come together and work as one. And we will eventually realize that everybody that walks this planet is of the same, from the same place, by the same method. We'll come here the same way and we'll leave the same way. And what we should be doing while we're here is to support each other and not have petty differences and be a strong unit as this giant global family. So thank you very much for that. And thank you for supporting the radio show. Tom G, government conspiracy, lying to us. It was lab made, chemically engineered. I've heard it all. It's to eliminate the elderly. It's to eliminate a certain race. It's to set the economy back. We could go on for the duration of this show, Tom, and talk about all that, what's going on and how it impacts our lives. We have enough material and conspiracy theories that we could just fill the hour talking about that. But what I would rather do is to talk about how this, we don't know how it's come. No, the information is not there yet. It's not readily available yet. It may pop up one day, as well as we may never know about it. What I would like to say is that we're in it and we're dealing with it and we're getting together as a result of it. We're coming together as a result of it. We're starting to understand other people. We're starting to reach out other people's culture. We're looking at how everybody is impacted by the same or the common denominator that bonds us. Everywhere you turn, commercials, radio, songs, and eventually movies and all these things will speak of what's happening right this minute. I don't know how it got here, and if I try to tell you a story, it's just be my theory. Truth is, what exists in the laws of nature inevitably comes to benefit us and repair, and it moves on, and we continue as a unit. So use this opportunity to look at your part in this society in land and try to remember how you want to be remembered of having lived in the most significant time, this period. This is what's important. I can't add to the conspiracy. I can't say the government are lying. I can't tell you they're telling the truth either. But I can say the coronavirus is doing a lot of positive things for us. We're connecting to our families. We're reflecting on ourselves. A lot of us are slowed down, myself included. Since I was 14, I started running. And now I have some free time to do what I truly enjoy. I get to write. I get to listen to great music. I get to go for long walks and not worry about a lot of things out there. It's here. We're going to get through it together, and this too shall pass. Kim, thank you for the email. I appreciate it. I understand, everybody's a little paranoid and everybody's a little uncertain as to how this is going to play out. We're not sure. I don't know if anyone knows. I certainly don't. But I talk to people on the radio. I talk to people, and I'm talking to people right now around the world and saying, don't fret yourself. Don't worry about this virus. It will not help us by worrying. Stay together, stay connected, and be friends with a lot of other people. Reach out there and appreciate the fact that you're alive. And you're here, and you're witnessing something that's going to go down in history for the first time. People will remember this period for the remaining time of this land, and you're a part of it. Thank you very much for your email. Any more, Gary?
Yes, sir. Mike and Tim write in. Mike is from Chicago. Tim is from Toronto. Mike says, I like your take that you really don't know where this virus came from. There are so many ideas out there posted online. I'm tending to I'm tending to believe that this is something orchestrated by our governments for the one world order. Just my opinion, and that's Mike from Chicago. And Tim writes in, he says, regarding truth, Barrington, when you talk about truth, do you mean not lying to someone about something, or truth about why we are here in the world? Why did we come here? What is the truth? And that is Tim from Toronto.
Okay, I'm going to do Tim first and then we're going to jump back to Mike. Tim, the truth that I speak of, everybody tells a truth and everybody fibs. Now, most of the time when they're telling an untruth is because they're trying to get themselves out of trouble or make themselves sound more important than they feel that they are. So I am not really speaking of the truth that you will tell with your lips or your actions. I'm speaking of the truth of the way nature intended us to live and intended us to be. There is a certain way. The truth that you talk about or the lies that you're willing to tell other people, it's interpretive. You know, if somebody says, you know, what did you get on your exam? You could say 50%, and that might not be the truth, but, you know, you may feel it is, and you act accordingly. So we're not talking about lying. We're talking about the truth, universal truth, that says this is how we should be. That is the way. That's nature's way. That's the law of the land, and that's how it should be. I hope that answers your question. Mike, I said earlier, I was talking about the government conspiracy when Tom wrote in. And, you know, there's so many things that we've heard. There's so many ways that this could play out. I don't know how it got here. We don't know how it got here. But every time I open my cell phone, there's a new WhatsApp message telling me how it is, what the purpose is, and how it should be impacting our lives and how we should deal with it. Because we don't know that particular truth or correct way, we can't really assume that, you know, the government did it, or it's from this Asian country, or it's going to eliminate all the elderly, or it's for this particular race control, or whatever the purpose or the cause is. We don't know that. And, you know, just because of who we are, we may never know that. What we do know, it's that it's here. And it has impacted your life, Mike, as well as mine, and as well as my children and the next door neighbors, and everybody globally. We'll have a story to tell about this period in time. I can't follow the conspiracies because I wouldn't know which one to follow. I'd be totally confused. You know, if they're going to say they want to eliminate people who live in the North countries, boy, am I ever in trouble. But is that the truth? That is just somebody's thought or somebody's method of confusion or whatever it is. But the truth is, it's here. That's truth. It is here. And we're seeing it. We're experiencing it. We're living it. And this is all I have to say about that. My suggestion to you and everybody who's listening to this around the world, try not to run down the path of conspiracy because it's without evidence or proof. You can draw a conclusion and say, yeah, that makes perfect sense. They're trying to eliminate the elders and they're all elderly people are impacted most. That could be a truth. But is that the real reason? Can you say for 100% sure that is the cause? If not, you might be telling a lie. Okay?
Very good. We got one more, and this is a listener from Jamaica. Mortiama. Okay. Mortiama writes in, and she says, listening from Ocho Rios, Jamaica. Very enlightening and interesting. Thank you.
Thank you very much from Ocho Rios, Jamaica. Thank you for supporting our show. Very good and enlightening. I hope it's doing something for you. I tried to spend this time on the radio and just explain to a lot of people that let's not worry about it. Let's be cautious of it. Let's not sling bad things to other people's methods as to how it got started. Let's just be here and be a part of this. So thank you, Mortia from Jamaica, and I really appreciate you supporting this show from Jamaica. We haven't had one of those yet, so thanks for being there, supporting. Love you a lot for being a part of the Barrington Show, and we will hope that you continue to listen to us. Thank you again. Okay, so I hope I answered all the questions, and I try to do them to the best of my ability, and just to stay focused. I tapped into a couple of things earlier about what we're experiencing, having the one common denominator with this global impact, this pandemic. It has impacted everybody, and it's forced us all to look at ourselves, and it's forced us all to relax a little bit and slow down a little bit and be a part of this the situation that, you know, we're forced into. The best way out of it is not to create chaos or panic or, again, running down those conspiracy theories. I think the best way through this is just to be supportive of each other, supportive of others, help out where you can, volunteer if it's possible, help the seniors, help those that, you know, need some support, some help, a conversation. Now, you can't really say go for a walk because it impedes on the social distancing. But yeah, be supportive, be kind, be you, you know, to thine own self be true. And if you can pass on that wisdom to a lot of other people, they would appreciate you for that. Tell them a story, tell them a joke, because we're doing this together and we're all in this as one. Thank you again. Thank you for that that email. Do we have more, Gary?
We do. Betty writes in, let's see if she doesn't say where she's from, but Betty writes in, she says, love the show. Stay healthy. Taking your advice today. It is a relief. So there's from Betty. We don't know where Betty's from. Calvin writes in from San Francisco. He says, "Hello, Barrington Show. I'm loving what you're preaching today. I have a problem, though, not believing this virus is not something to do with the government. I know it sounds crazy, and I know a lot of people will say, come on, that's not true. But you never know. It's very, very easy to do something like this and get it out and about in the public domain to hurt people." And that's from Kelvin from San Francisco. Mitchell writes in from Toronto, and he just says, "Stay healthy, enjoying the show. It's killing my boredom today." So there you go.
Thank you. We're going to go from the bottom up. Mitch, thank you for that. I'm sorry that you're bored. I'm appreciating the fact that you're tuned into our show. Maybe you'll get a smile or something to think about from it. Beautiful. Be there for us. We're going to go through this, Mitch, and it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And I don't see this lasting for a very long time. I'm going to throw it out there that in the next few months we'll be back in the swing of things with the virus is concerned. I mean, our economy is going to take a while to recover. We know that. Everybody knows that. You could see that. Everything is kind of going down. I'm sad. I'm a small business, and I'm sad for a lot of the small businesses business owners out there, because we represent, 85% of the employment. But at the same time, a lot of us can't sustain when there's nothing to do. So it's going to have the impact, and it is kicking our butts. But we're going to survive, and that's what's important. Calvin, again, the government conspiracy, man. I hear you, and I can't say that. I can't go out there and say, it's not government over there. They're a little sneaky. I know it's them. I can't come on the radio and say that, because I don't know that for sure. So I'd be spreading something that's not accurate. I'm going to go with the fact that it is here. We're dealing with it. Yeah, it might be. There's a possibility. It's easy to make, like you've stated, and, throw it out there. But it's not for me to say. I don't know. I have my own theory, and I can't share that with you over the radio. But I do know one thing for sure, and I've said this three times already, that it's here, and we're dealing with it. And we're just going to take it for what it is and hope that this will pass. I can't share your idea that it's one of the governments or, accident in the laboratory that actually spread out. I can't share any of those things. I have my own theory, but it's not for the Barrington Show, and it's not for today. Betty, thank you very much for your email. I don't know where you're from. You didn't mention that. But thank you for supporting our show. Thank you for being there. And thank you for all that you represent. We're going down this road right now with the conspiracy theory, the government could have started it, and it's probably all true, but I want to point out right now, our planet is healing itself. I'm hearing reports all over the place of all these great things that's occurring because of what we've slowed down or stopped doing. The planet is repairing itself. Now, that could be a divine intervention according to the universal truth of the laws of Mother Nature. We need it to repair the planet because, if you drill a hole in your boat, you're going to sink too. The boat's going to go down, but you're going down with it. So the divine intervention, and I'm not saying what occurred is good, but I'm saying that the outcome of it is the planet is repairing itself. People are connecting to each other. People are being relating to others. We're not hearing as much on our media about the wars that we've been hearing for the last how many hundreds of years. Our planet is repairing itself. Our people are coming together as one. We're being connected to the divine source. We're being the one family that I always talk about. We are seeing positive light at the end of this tunnel. So if our planet is healthier, we, in turn, will have a more healthy way of looking at life. Our minds, I'm hearing animals are being found that they thought were extinct many years ago. They're still here. Our planet is repairing itself, and we're a part of that. So we, the human occupants of this planet, is being rewarded because of what we're not doing anymore. Not as much pollution. I heard one theory a while back about the ozone layer is repairing itself. I don't know much about it. I'm not going to talk about it, but I did hear it. The planet is repairing itself. So there is a betterment towards this. And yeah, is it a government conspiracy? The people who contracted this virus It's very small, small percentage of them who dies as a result of it. I'm not saying it's good or I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying we can see positive things coming from this. And one of the most positive things that I'm appreciating from all this is the fact that we're starting to listen to each other and understand that the fellow man over there is your brother or your sister, and we all have the one common denominator. That one common denominator is we're focused on this virus that is here, and we're dealing with it, and we're going to get through this as one. So thank you for that. Do we have any more?
No, not at the moment, folks, but if you'd like to write in to Barrington, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you, Barrington.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I want to say as well that a lot of what's going on, this is the, and I talked about the history of the world, this is the first time we're dealing with this situation where the entire world is involved at the same time. You know, you can compare this to the Spanish flu that killed a lot of people, but that took years and it was different parts of the world that was impacted at different times. This is the first time in the history of our planet that the entire world is facing the same thing at the same time. So be very, very mindful of the fact that you're in a part of history that is going to go down in the books forever. You are going to be written about. The shows are going to be about you. The movies are going to be about you. The generations to come is going to be talking about you. And they're going to talk about 2020, the first few months of 2020, where everybody was living this same experience, no matter where they are in the world. You are going down in history and will be remembered forever. And this moment is a part of your legacy. How do you want to tell that story? How do you want to leave when your great-great-great-grandkids read about this, or the high schools that were made, or the movies that were produced? How do you want to make that a part of you? You are a part of history that is here forever. It's very significant that you understand that you, the listeners, and everybody in this world, you'll be written down in a book somewhere forever as a survivor of this moment, as a survivor of this intervention. The moment the mindset of the planet has changed, and we've come together as the one that I talk about all the time, you will be remembered for it long after your days are gone. You will be a part of this. This is what's important. Not the conspiracy, not how it was started, not who's at fault, not who built it, but the fact that as a unit, we've all decided to help each other. For the first time, I'm hearing they're taking care of the homeless, taking them off the road and giving them special care. They're putting in extra effort into the old age homes to help those people. You know, I'm hearing that you could see the mountaintops again. So yeah, something remarkable is going on. But what I want to mention to you is there's a lot, your contribution to it, you will be remembered. You will never be forgotten, because now, in a moment, you're part of the only thing that matters, and you're going to survive this. Do we have another?
We have one from Peter, and he says hello. He doesn't say where he's from. He says, "You go, Barrington. Tell the truth." That's all he says. And Lashana writes in from New York City. She says, "Listening to your show, I just wanted to say bless you."
Lashana. Well, okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. And a lot of what I say a lot, Peter, I'm going to get to you in a minute. A lot of what we say, I say on this radio show a lot, is it's things that people need and wants to hear. You know, we've been bogged down. Some of us have been cooped up. And I admit, I've been in my house for a few weeks now. The good point is I haven't cracked a bottle of wine yet. I'm going to wait for the show to end. And we're doing this drinking at home, doing our show, doing what we want to do. But we're spending time with ourselves. We're learning more about us. Other shows I've talked about, I said, learn an instrument, learn to play an instrument, learn a new language, learn how to dance, you know, hang out with your partners, hang out with the children. You are learning these things. And I talk to other friends of mine who say, oh, my Lord, I've never spent so much time with the family as I am doing right now. So how could that be a bad thing? How is that a negative thing? We were so panicked a couple of months ago when, you know, we made the show about the joke of the toilet paper and everybody's buying all this toilet paper because this horrible thing was going to happen where we don't have toilet paper, which I say is kind of shitty, but no pun intended. But we're living in it right now, and we're realizing that the big fear we had going into it isn't realized. We could still go to a grocery store. Yeah, it's a pain in the butt. We could still go to our liquor store, and that's a hassle. We could go to our friendly neighborhood and do all these things and still sort of participate. I'm telling you to stay in, stay safe, do all you need to do. But if you have to go out, you realize a big, bad monster that was coming to get us, it's here. And we stood up to him, and we're standing up to it, and we're going to win. This too shall pass. Okay, so that. Thank you very much for that. And Peter, tell the truth. Thank you very much for the blessing there from Karen Leticia from New York. I'm sorry, I forgot your name. Peter, the truth. Yes, the truth is, you know, we're all out here. We're all doing the same. We're all trying to survive. Every man that I know gets up in the morning and put on his pants one leg at a time if he's going to wear pants. And we do the same thing day in, day out. Every household that you can possibly imagine, we're trying to survive. And we're going to do what we can do to survive. So that's the truth as I see it. We're all one. We're all a part of something greater than we know. Our petty differences need to be put aside and not be brought as the most important thing. That's us. I hope when this ends, or when it leads out to an end, and like I said, I'm going to do my own prediction. Don't hold me to it or call me and say anything. I think we've got a couple more months to go with this, and I'm thinking maybe by June, this is my own opinion, it's going to blow over. But I do hope when it happens that we can see how important we are when we work as a team, when we coordinate our efforts to benefit the greater good, when we work and support each other and stand and willing to help each other. Look at all the policemen and the nurses and the caregivers and the everybody, the truck drivers, you know, the grocery store employees. They're doing their part and they're on the front line. And, you know, I often see it and say, boy, would I be doing that? Do I want to do that? But yeah, when it comes down to it, we would do it because we're of the same material made by the same person or entity. We're of the same lifestyle. We're all the same. So if it was called upon you to do it, yeah, you would rise up and do it because it is your God-given right to do so. Thank you, Peter. And I am trying to tell the truth as I know it. Do we have another one?
We do have another one. We have three. Martha writes in, Buffalo, New York. Very interesting.
Mark?
Martha. Did I say Mark? I apologize. Martha. It's Martha. Yeah, it's Martha.
Martha.
Yeah, Martha from Buffalo, New York. And she just writes in and says, listening to your show, I agree with 90% of everything you're saying, but everything is so confusing now. And I think people are losing it being inside the house this long. Thanks for the show. That's Martha. Chez writes in, doesn't say where he is from. He just says, enjoying the show. I am sitting here with some wine, believe it or not, and a beautiful turkey sandwich that I just made. Loving the entertainment. That's from Chez. And Patricia writes in, and she says she's from Toronto. She says, Barrington, don't forget one important thing when it comes to nutrition right now. People are not getting the vitamin D that they need, so if they're not getting the proper foods with vitamin D and not getting the sun, make sure you supplement yourself with a vitamin D supplement. And that's from Patricia.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much for that, Patricia. Almost all the shows I do, I mention loading up on your vitamin Ds because we're being told to stay in the house and we're not being exposed to the sun. I even go further to say if you're dark skinned, make sure you get some extra. You won't be able to OD on vitamin B. I take 10,000. I think it's IUs. You know, do what you can. The vitamin D is very necessary. And no, we're not getting out to get the sun. So do stay active and do load up on your vitamin D. Not just the D, all of them, but stay active, most importantly. And yes, Pat, thank you for that. Vitamin D is quintessential to our existence, so we got to go out there and make sure we get some of it. Chaz, man, that's a great idea. The wine, the turkey, I'm a vegetarian, so I can appreciate the turkey, but I'm sure the wine is going to work for me because, you know, it is a good thing. Keep yourself safe, Chad. Chill out, like you say you're doing, and having that turkey sandwich that you just made, and get into the wine. I can't do that because if I get into the wine before the show, Lord help us all. But thank you very much for that email, Chad. I appreciate that. Martha, yes, you're losing it. And I saw a result of that the other day in the grocery store. Yes, yeah, somebody just lose it. We're not designed to be cooped up in a cage like a bird. And when we do, like we have been for the last few weeks, yeah, of course, we go nuts. We're on edge. We want to explode. Take a deep breath. Realize that everybody's feeling what you're feeling. Everybody's out there. I saw a lady in the grocery store the other day just lost it on this guy that was going down the wrong way. You know, our grocery stores up here have arrows and pointing you up aisles, down aisles, and this guy was going the wrong way. And I realized at that moment that that had nothing to do with the guy going down the wrong way. I just think it has a lot to do with the fact that she may have been cooped up for a long time. I felt really bad for the poor guy because I don't think he was intentional. He's probably not used to having arrows on the ground. And she lost it. So going back to what I'm saying about Martha and being cooped up, I get that. I get it. It is frustrating. If you have a machine at home, get on it and run until you're tired. If you can go out for a walk, go out for a walk until you're tired and come back home. Keep yourself busy. Do not. And I know I just mentioned drinking the wine. Do not go into this and start emptying out all your liquor cabinet and drinking it and going to the liquor store. Because when this ends, you'll have to get up and get running again. And you don't want to make yourself lazy or lethargic, and getting up is going to be more difficult. The important thing is, and I say this to a lot of people, and you're listening to this around the world, stay active, okay? This is going to pass. This is not the new norm. The new norm is a beautiful world that we're all going to understand each other. When you go out there and you mingle again, you will know for certain that everybody you see will have the same thing in common. I went through this. It was okay. So, yeah, I get that you're a little cooped up, and we all are. I talked to a friend of mine the other day who told me that she hasn't left the house since this whole thing started, and I don't know how that's possible, but we don't know when it's going to blow over, and I did throw out my own prediction. That's just mine. But you gotta do this. You got to hang in there. You got to do this. Don't lose it on that person. And find something, you know, exercise. Do some push-ups. Do some sit-ups. Just get that energy that is being built up inside of you, pushed out of you, so you don't attack the mailman or somebody. Okay? So that's all I'm saying about that. Thank you very much for the email. Anyone else, Gary?
Nope, nobody as of this time. Folks, if you'd like to write in, you still have about 15 minutes to write into Barrington. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Thank you. I haven't mentioned the book, Awaken Ascension Guide, Align You to Your True Purpose. So it's the Barrington book, and it's out there for you. Check it out. It's a lot of what I talk about and more. Just a good read, something to settle in, you know, gives you a lot of the, let me think about that thought that popped through your mind. It's been something I've been working on for many years. I want you to enjoy it. You could pick it up on Amazon.ca as well as Amazon.com, and they'll deliver it to you. Of course, you can't go out and buy it right now, so the best way to do it is online. So it's the Barrington book, and you can check us out on the web at awaken.com. And give us your opinion. Let's see what it's all about. We're all in this together. We're just one big family, and we're going to support each other and do well. So if you're a reader, and I haven't had the chance, I've been so busy, even though I'm not working as much as I used to, I've been so busy just trying to line things up, but also busy enjoying the time that I'm spending with my boys. But yeah, it's a good read. Check it out. We are a world of one. People, that's our logo. It says he am I as well on the front of the book. And what that represents, I am you. You are me. He am I. We're all the same. We're all connected. We're one. Thank you. Anything else, Gary?
No, not yet, sir. Right back to you.
All right. So we were talking about the generations to come. And I mentioned earlier about the indigo children that came to this planet, and it's teaching us how to live and how to live as one. They're teaching us, showing us that the unity among us is equal and we stand up as one. We don't believe in war. I don't see that it's proven they've done anything great for us other than the destruction that we're familiar with. We're talking about connecting to other people and understanding how people live their lives and how we're the same as another person, even though they're another culture, another religion, another group, maybe another race, but we're all the same. An apple is an apple, depending, you know, an apple is an apple. We're all the same. And this is what we're learning right now. We're being forced to look at our extended family. We're forced to appreciate that they want exactly what we want. You know, so when you're thinking that that person is coming into your neighborhood, your town, your country to take away what you have, it's not like that. They're coming in because it's human nature to see betterment. They're coming in. So, you know, instead of putting up the Red Cross or whatever the case may be, embrace them and say welcome, because they want to have what you have. And that's all it is. We have a need to survive. We have a need to make ourselves better. We have a need to improve life for our children. So if somebody else somewhere in the world isn't living the way you're living, they're not coming to take away what you've got. They're just coming here to see if they can better themselves. And you would do the same thing. You know, I've said last week, or one of the weeks on the show, I said, when you face political and just poverty and or oppression, it's going to make you think a certain way and react a certain way. You know, so you can understand why some people may react violently, but understand why they're doing that. Try to learn what's in their shoes. Try not to cast judgment, because I know fully if you have a judgment statement to make, you haven't walked in their shoes. You haven't seen how they've lived. You know, so we're all the same. We're all just trying to survive. And living in this time is a living proof of us being the one family, of us being connected to each other, of us being supporting of one another and willing to go the distance to help others. This is our time to do so. And I said earlier, you're fortunate to be here, because you will be remembered for many years to come. You will be remembered as a person or people who survived through this pandemic. That is the first time in the world that's impacted the entire globe at the same time in our written history. And nobody else can tell you another story. This is the first time it has impacted the entire world at the same time. Mind you, today's time we have travel means and we could be in another country in a few hours, where back then they probably didn't have those methods. Regardless of what, how, where, and when, you are fortunate to be here. History will be written with you in mind. You know, the movies will be written with you in mind, or produced with you in mind. It's a very fortunate time. So I try to tell you and tell everybody else, think of how you'd want your story to be told. How do you want to be remembered? When you flip through that history book, or your great-great-grandchildren flip through that history, if it's going to be book by then, how do you want your part to reflect? You're the guy who lost it on another guy because you were frustrated, or to realize that we had come together, we've shifted our mindset. We're working together as one awesome machine. We're working together as one. We have the pyramids out there that we admire, and I just learned not too long ago that the entire people that lived there were working towards that pyramid. And wow, they're amazing. They're still there to this day. I don't know if anybody ever knows how they got there, but they were built, but how? The point is that they work together. From the architect to the broom sweeper to the sandwich maker to the sandals repair guy, everybody worked together for that structure. And there it is in front of us as part of our history that's going to go down forever, much like what we're facing right now. Our history will always be remembered. Anything else?
All right. Julie writes in from Halliburton, and she says, first-time listener from Halliburton, and she calls you Barry. Is that okay? She says, hello. Okay. She says, Barry, where are you from? I notice an accent. Is it an island accent? And that's all she wanted to know.
That's incredible. Why would she call me Barry? That's not a name that I ever used anywhere, but it's the
maybe
short.
Yeah. Well, maybe she, I don't know if she heard Barrington, but Barry there. So Barry, tell us your answer.
Sorry, is there an island accent?
Yeah, she said it sounds like you have an island accent. So she's probably referring to a lot of people say the islands, the Caribbean.
I am from the Caribbean originally. I was born in the Caribbean. So if I don't hear the accent, some people say I do, some say I don't. Most say I don't. I've been in Canada for many, many, many years. I think what I speak is Canadian, if there's such a thing. When you travel in different parts of the country, you hear different slang. You know, you go to certain parts of the States, you hear different slang. And I don't know if that's what you're hearing. I don't know what to tell you. But thank you, Julie, for that from Halliburton. Interesting. Thank you very much for that email. I hope I answered your question.
Yes, and she's a first-time listener.
First-time listener from Halliburton, Julie. Calling me Barry. Nobody calls me Barry. that's the name I used when I was a kid, and I got older and realized that Barrington is a much better name for me. So today I go with Barrington, and that's who I am. Okay. We've covered a lot of important things today. We've gone through talking about your history, talking about connecting to everybody that's a part of our existence in this time. We've talked about just being one with other people. People were calling in to talk about the coronaviruses and coronavirus, sorry, and the conspiracy theory that seems to be following it. And I say that I don't know if that's necessary. You probably want to satisfy yourself by getting to the bottom of where it's coming from. What difference will it make if you hear that it fell out of a tree and landed on, you know, what difference is that going to make for you? You're going to not want to trust the trees or not want to walk under the trees. The important thing for me is to stay focused and look at what's in front of you, and how our world is now going to change to a better place, because we've come to the point where we've realized the reason we're separated and we're different from a lot of people is because of our petty differences or the grudges that we may have held over the years. But your mind's shifting. And again, thanks to those the Indigo people who's here to teach us a good way to live, the Indigo people who's... Not about war, not about unfair or unjust. We're talking about the universal truth that makes us who we are. And the universal truth that exists for us is joining us and connecting us and teaching us how to live as one. And this we should take an example from. We are connected to this planet. We are a part of this planet. And I've said this many times. We're not really in the universe. The universe actually resides within us. So we are a part of it. We're part of that great wave. We're part of this, the entirety of to what this whole planet is. So yeah, this is our life. This is how we're going to go through this. We're going to get through this. It'll be fun. But try to remember how you want to write your part of the history. When you make your novel or your diary or your journal, whatever it is you jot this down on, you're going to pass it on to your generation. Try to remember your positive spin on it. And I hope it won't be the conspiracy that you believe somebody else is trying to do. I'm not saying they're not. I'm not saying it's not, you know, made up, not chemically engineered. I'm simply saying we need to survive this as a group, and this too will pass. Okay.
All right. You do have one more email here, and this is from James Y. He's from Akron, Ohio, and he says, I have been listening to you for about 20 minutes now. Do you have any contact information or social media, such as a website? Thank you. Enjoying the show from Akron, Ohio.
James from Ohio. Well, you know, I've been having the struggle with the email and the contact and the website. I don't even know the status of it today, but I am in the process of revamping it. BarringtonAwaken.com would where you'd find the website, and the information is there. I haven't checked it for a while. I've been going through, but I hope that it's still there. If not, the great method, if you need to contact me right now, is by the same email you just sent in, and my friend G will pass it on to me, and we could take it from there. But in a couple of weeks or so, I hope to have this kink work out. It's just been a really difficult time just trying to balance everything that I'm trying to balance and, you know, stay afloat. But thank you for that, James, and I hope you'll get the information from that. My contact information, like I said, it's been compromised, and I'm working towards repairing it. So that's where we are right now. But you could try BarringtonAwaken.com. I believe it's still active until the end of the next month, and we're going to move forward and make things better. My method in life, and I've always thought this, you may wobble, but I will never fall down. I'll come back up. We'll stand up, and we'll do this together. Thank you for that, James. Is that it?
Yes, sir. That is it. And we have, folks, about 4 more minutes. You are listening to The Barrington Show. And for 4 minutes, if you want to write in, we'll try to get your email on the air. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, James. You said you've been listening for 20 minutes. You may have missed some of what we've covered. And if you tune into the Barrington Show next week, we go through what we talk about. A lot of people writing and says, I'm funny or inspiring or refreshing and all these things. I don't know if they're comparing me to the coronavirus, but either way, I appreciate it. I take it with a lot of love. Or they're bored, and you know, but I take it with a lot of love. I appreciate the support I get from all of you. I appreciate you spending your hour listening to The Barrington Show and Gary and I on Reality Radio 101. Thank you for your support. We'll be here, and we're going to go through what we're going through. We're the one family. And let me just remind you that you're very important, and you're fortunate and honor to be alive at this point. A friend of mine told me a while ago, there's a lot of people showing up on this planet. We were talking through a meditative process that we go through, and he was saying a lot of people are showing up at the planet at this time. And I just realized right now, they were coming here for what we consider the grand finale, not the ending of the world, not the ending of the planet, none of that, because that's going to happen, not in our lifetime. They were coming here for what, like a graduation or like a reunion. They just wanted to see what happened. And here we are. We have this global pandemic that has held us all captive for the last few months. This is it. This is the big change that's going to happen. Come tomorrow or the end of this, there's going to be a new way, a new life, a new way to live our life. And this is the big finale. Now, this friend and I were talking about this about 4 years ago. November, they said November 2000, I think it was 12 or 13, they say that the 12, you know, the changes have happened, and this ruler is no longer ruling, the Aquarius is now ruling. And all the time, every now and again, we get together and we ramble about these things. But I remember him saying, people are coming. We have 7+ billion people here today, and they're here to witness this graduation or this grand finale. My first thought was, we're going to explode? Well, no. We're going to see a new way. This is the new world. This is how we're going to live it. And we're going to be connected and live as one family.
You have one more email, Barrington.
Go ahead.
Okay. It says, great show. Dinner on us. You ready? This is from Carl. And he says, hi, Barrington. Love your show. When I can tune in. Dinner's on Elaine and I tonight, brother. Check your front door around 4 p.m. Keep up the great work, my friend. And this is from Elaine and Carl from Ajax.
Oh, we know who Elaine and Carl is from Ajax. And you've actually met their son. He was in your studio with us one day.
I believe
Thank
so.
You.
And make sure they want to make sure that you check your door around 4 p.m.
I will check my door at 4 p.m. And thanks for the dinner. Thanks for the support, guys. We were supposed to go on a vacation together, and we got kiboshed by this virus. But, hey, you know what? Thank you. Thanks for the dinner. I appreciate the support. It's kind of funny. And, again, I'm appreciating this. Carl and Elaine, and, of course, the young son who's doing a lot of work for us. This is awesome. Thank you for that. Thank you for the support. Thanks to everyone for listening to The Barrington Show. Thank you for being there. We're here. We're always going to be here. And I'm telling you, look forward to this new world. It's not a new world order, as we were told, you know, injection, all that stuff. We're just going to go to a place right now where we just learn to appreciate everybody in our new family. I love it. Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show. Thank you for supporting us. We will be here always for you. And I'm thanking my friend Carl and Elaine. I find it funny because they know I'm home cooped up in my house and I'm on the radio show. So I will go check my door at 4 p.m. for my dinner. So how cool is that? Okay, this is my, I've been living here for many years. They've never brought me dinner. So there's proof right there that we're connecting to each other. Thank you very much. Love you all. Welcome. Stay tuned for the next show. And thank you for your support. Derek?
Thank you, Barrington. You've been listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.